The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue, there was a man with the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet. Come out of him." The demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, "What is there about his word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Rise and shine. Welcome back once again, everybody. A little tiny thought for you here this morning. Did you know that in biblical Hebrew, there is no distinction between the word to hear and to obey? In fact, you probably even know the word. The word is Shema. Number one commandment in all the Old Testament, Shema Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. It could just as well say, obey, O Israel. It's the exact same word. And you take the word obey now, and you go back to its Latin root, you can break it down into two words, ob audire, which literally means to listen with great intensity. So isn't that interesting? Even, you know, etymology comes to the same conclusion, that faith is a verb. If you really believe, you'll act. In fact, if you want to know what someone really believes, don't listen to what they say. Look at what they do. That tells everything. So the evil spirit hears the word of the Lord and obeys immediately. Just like the wind, just like the sea, he has no choice but to hear and to obey the word of the Lord. But here's the thing, brothers and sisters, your glory or your shame, your holiness or your lack thereof, depends on your willingness to do the same thing. Holiness, the essence of it, is your will in perfect parallel with the Lord's. It's the only thing God wants. It's the greatest gift that we can offer. Now, you know that and you try. You try that and you fail. You fail once, you fail again. You say, today's going to be different from yesterday. And today ends up becoming exactly like yesterday. Okay, and it makes you want to quit. And I've seen this time and time again, and it makes you want to quit. Can I just give you one tiny little thought, one little word of encouragement? It's about the sin of sloth. The most depressing sin in history, okay? Sloth. Sloth is greatly misunderstood. It's actually deeper than you think. People think that sloth just means laziness, right? And the patron saint of sloth is Homer Simpson, right? Sloth is not laziness. It's much, much deeper. Thomas Aquinas gives us a great understanding. He says it's the weariness of the mind that depresses the spirit to the point of not even putting forth an effort. That's sloth. It's a weariness of the mind that depresses the spirit to the point of not even putting forth an effort. Now, that's not clinical depression. That's a totally different thing. But it is seeking out of distraction, willful idleness, a seeking out of the easy way, the avoidance of all trouble, the lack of effort. He said it's a Thomas Aquinas said it was a sin directly opposed to charity, which acts. Sloth sees the magnitude of the problem and just quits before, seeks out a distraction, right? You want to know a good definition of sloth in action? Think about the college student who, on finals week, turns to his buddies and says, road trip, right?
Avoiding all trouble.
Okay. So what do we do about this? Just a couple little thoughts. Okay, just a couple little thoughts for you. One of my favorite quotations, the first thought, it comes from G.K. Chesterton. And he says, anything worth doing is worth doing badly. So a bad workout is better than no workout. A bad effort to pray is better than no effort to pray. A bad effort to reconcile with an enemy or with someone you might have hurt is better than no effort to reconcile. It takes a large measure of humility to do that. We always want to do everything well. Consider that, though. With a proper dosage of humility, doing something badly is at least doing something, and it's much better than doing nothing. Second idea that helps is to understand that it's okay just to soldier on. It's okay. Again, it takes a large dosage of humility. Perseverance is the first cousin of faith, because it places confidence in God and not in yourself. One of my favorite, most consoling thoughts, C.S. Lewis, somewhere in his writings, he says that, you know, when you get up to heaven, and please God, we all get there, right? When you get up to heaven, you look back on whatever good you've done on earth, you'll take no credit for it whatsoever. Because it'll all have been things that you've done inadvertently while just trying to stay faithful. A little something to help you, a little something to help all of us as we strive to hear and to obey. Amen.